Hello.
Hello, Maggie.
Yes, it is.
Hey there. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
And
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be painting your roof tomorrow. We're going to be there in the morning to paint your roof.
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've got the right one. Yeah, we're going to, you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to cost anything. We're just painting your roof with ultraviolet.
What's it for?
It's hard to explain, but we're painting your roof with ultraviolet paint. You won't actually be able to see it. It'll be like, it'll be like we never did it.
But what's it done for?
We're not supposed to let anyone know, but Chinese government asked us if we'd agree to do this little thing for an undisclosed amount of cash. So we agreed and signed the papers. So now we're going to paint your roof with ultraviolet paint.
Could you talk to my husband for
okay.
a second?
Okay, sure.
They're coming to paint our roof with ultraviolet. What's that all about?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Rod. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be painting your roof tomorrow morning. We're going to be there about 10 in the morning to paint.
What are you painting? All the roofs on the... In the subdivision?
Oh, no, just yours. Yours only. We're going to paint it with ultraviolet paint.
Why are we doing that here?
It's just, just a thing we're doing. It's an agreement we have with a company and a government. You know, it's no big deal. Nothing to worry about.
Well, what's it going to cost me?
Oh, it's completely free. We're paying for all of it. I went on the government website myself and picked out the shade of ultraviolet paint. So it's free. It's free. It's a very good deal we're getting.
Okay. What time are you going to be here?
Probably about 10 in the morning. There's going to be a crew of about 75.
75 people?
Yeah, painters. You know, they got to wear the suits and the respirators and, get all the equipment out and the lasers.
And this isn't going to cost us anything.
Oh, no, nothing at all. No, nope. They don't charge the guinea pigs. You know what I'm saying?
So what is this for, like an advertisement thing?
Oh, no, it's not an advertisement. It's just it's a deal we have with SpaceX and the Chinese government.
And what's the purpose of it?
Well, they don't tell me everything, you know.
You know what? I don't think we want this.
Why not?
Well, because I got a lot of unanswered questions that I don't understand, and I don't know what the purpose of it is. I don't know what's going on. You got the Chinese government involved in this thing, and I'm not interested.
Well, it's not that we got them involved. They came to us about it, and we're like, okay, we can do that. We can go ahead and paint Rod and Maggie's roof. No problem at all.
No, we're not going to do it.
Well, no, you don't get a choice, really. We already signed the paperwork.
What do you mean? You're telling me that I don't have a choice of somebody coming and doing something in my house that I own? That's not true.
Well, it's not. You don't really own it because we're the Homeowners Association. Technically, we own it all. But, you know, there's already people on flights, you know, from other countries coming over to paint your house.
I think I'm going to talk to my lawyer tomorrow.
Your lawyer for what?
Because you're telling me that I don't have any control over something that you're going to do to my house that I own, and you tell me I don't own it. You are dead wrong.
Well, no, we're the Homeowners Association. We technically own everything.
I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are.
We've got everyone in our pocket, is what I'm saying. We can do whatever we want around this neighborhood.
I'll talk to my lawyer tomorrow.
We own the neighborhood. We own all the streets and everything, the trees.
Yeah, that may be. That may be, but you're doing something to my house that I own, and I'll talk to my lawyer tomorrow. We'll see.
But it's not a big deal. You know, it's the ultraviolet ink. You won't even know that it's there.
You don't understand. You can't answer some questions that I need answers to, and you are not doing anything to this house without my permission.
What was the question?
I don't understand what the purpose of this is. Why are you doing this?
It's for science.
Well, do it to somebody else's house. I don't want it.
Oh, no, they say yours is at the perfect latitude and longitude
I'll talk to my lawyer tomorrow. You call me tomorrow before you come over.
Listen,
I'll talk to my lawyer.
It's got to line up with the International Space Station and all the satellites and Pluto. You know?
I need a whole lot more information before I agree to this. I will talk to my lawyer tomorrow. You can call me before you come over, and then we'll see.
But it's for science.
I don't care what it's for.
Okay, well, I'm just saying it's for a good cause.
But I'm telling you, you show up here and you start doing something to this house, I'm going to run you off.
Oh, some of them might show up because you know, we've got to cancel a lot of people from coming over.
Well,
and
what you need
let
to do is you give me a call about 9:30 tomorrow morning after I talk to my lawyer, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. I guess so. But you know, they might go ahead and start painting some. You know, it's not me doing it.
I understand what you're telling me, and all I'm telling you is you're not doing anything to this house, I don't care what it's for, without my permission.
Okay, well, you don't have to be a jerk about it. You know, I'm just doing my job.
I'm trying to be a jerk. I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand why you're doing it, and I have a lot of questions that I have to have answered before I give authority to do this.
You probably won't understand the answers, because are you a scientist, by chance?
No, but I am an engineer.
Well, that's not good enough. Nope. You have to know all about quantum mechanics and stuff.
Well, I'll talk to my lawyer in the morning. Thank you.
Okay. Well, wait, sir.